In this next exercise, he's talking about displacing, well, subdividing the beat and then playing it a 16th note after the metronome pulse. So I got it at 60 right here. So the way to count 16th notes is 1E and 2E and 3E. And so he wants you to play on E. And yes, we do refer to that in, you know, in rehearsals and things like that. I actually do refer to, you know, that as the E of 1 or the E of 2. You know, you really hear that. And so he wants you to play on the E of each beat. Again, 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a... It's relatively easy for me to do. Let me go up to 80 and see if I could do it. 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a... Okay, for your sake, I'll go down to 40 because it's easier. If you're driving and you never did this before, 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a... Okay, and then we already did the and, so let's try the uhs. I don't know if he has that in here. I'm gonna go back to 60. So now it's gonna be 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and 1E and 2E and here we go, 4E and, oh sorry, I messed up. 1E and 2E and 3E and 4E and For some reason, it's a little harder for me than the E's were. Let me try it at 80. Again, it's 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a. So 1E and a, So here we go. 2, 3, 4. I wasn't that locked in. Let's try 40. 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a. I think I'm a little off. I'm not that relaxed because I'm in the middle of creating this presentation, not like focusing on rhythm. So sometimes it's harder to demonstrate something while teaching than just doing it on your own. So, because I'm not really practicing, I'm kind of showing you what to do. And I didn't practice any of this beforehand. That's my excuse and I'm sticking to it.